Let's spend some time now getting to know one of Mexico's most sought-after classical composers. The work of Gabriela Ortiz has been performed by musicians all over the world, including soprano Dawn Upshaw. The Los Angeles Philharmonic just premiered her latest work. Beto Arcos has this profile of Gabriela Ortiz.
Early this year, the LA Phil's music and artistic director, Gustavo Dudamel, asked Gabriela Ortiz to write a piece for choir and orchestra to be sung in Spanish.
Gabriela is one of the most talented composers in the world. Not only in Mexico, not only in our continent, in the world. She has an ability to bring colors, to bring rhythm, harmonies that connect with you. That is something beautiful, something unique.
The piece Ortiz wrote is called Yanga, named for a 16th century liberator of slaves in what's now Veracruz. As the story goes, Yanga was a prince from Gabon in West Africa.
And he came to Mexico as a slave, and he managed to escape. And then with other slaves that also escape, he started organizing the revolts. And finally, he was able to negotiate with the Spanish crown and founded the first free town in America.
Gabriela Ortiz grew up in Mexico City. Her father was an architect and her mother was a psychoanalyst. But they were also founding members of Mexico's leading folk music ensemble, Los Folcloristas.
De Maracaibo salieron dos palomitas volando, a la güera volverán.
During my childhood, I have the opportunity to meet people like Víctor Jara, the Chilean singer, came to Mexico and he stayed in my house. I met Mercedes Sosa. And so I was exposed to hear all this music, not only from Mexico, but from Latin America.
Ortiz remembers visiting a small town in the Gulf state of Veracruz when she was 6 years old with her parents.
They were doing some research about music from Veracruz. I remember that we rent a boat through the Papaloapan River, and my parents used to play folk music along with the people from Tlacotalpan.
That family experience was the foundation for a piece she composed in 1995 called Río de las Mariposas, or River of Butterflies. Ortiz's music draws from the sounds of Mexico and Europe. One day, when she was a teenager, her piano teacher introduced her to a series of pieces by Hungarian composer Béla Bartók called Microcosmos.
For me, it was a window open to the 20th century music. Then I decided I want to be a composer.
Ortiz went on to study at the National Conservatory of Music in Mexico City and got her advanced degrees in London. She brings both influences to bear in a work commissioned by Kronos Quartet. Altar de Muertos, a piece about the Mexican tradition of Day of the Dead, uses a percussion instrument called huesos de fraile, or friar bones, that the musicians attach to their ankles.
Every time they see an accent on the score, they have to step. And it has a lot of influence from the Danza de Concheros, one of the oldest dances that we know when the Spanish came.
That period is also the setting for her latest work, and it too uses percussion. LA Phil music and artistic director Gustavo Dudamel thinks Gabriela Ortiz's compositions need to be heard.
This piece deserves to be played many times because it sends a beautiful message. It shows our culture, our blood, our rhythm as one America, and that beautiful message of libertad, of freedom.
But getting her music into the concert hall hasn't always been easy, says the composer.
It's even more difficult if you're a woman and if you're Latin American, because normally in the concert music world, people look to Europe. They don't know that in Mexico we have a very important scene of composers doing lots of things.
Gabriela Ortiz says one of the things she wants to do in her music is create a connection between tradition and the modern world, between different kinds of music and different cultures. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.